Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Getholeno. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday emphasized that the world's trust in India is deepening, asserting that country's efforts and results are becoming a source of inspiration. The Prime Minister was addressing a function on the occasion of Navkar Mahamantra Divas in New Delhi. He connected this to Jain philosophy, emphasizing that life thrives on mutual cooperation.
आज भारत पर दुनिया का विश्वास और भी गहरा हो रहा है हमारे प्रयास हमारे परिणाम अपने आप में अब प्रेरणा बन रहे हैं वैश्विक संस्थाएं भारत की ओर देख रही है क्यों क्योंकि भारत आगे बढ़ा है जब भारत आगे बढ़ता है तो दूसरों के लिए रास्ते खुलते हैं
Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the new Aadhaar law will be harmonized with the Digital Personal Data Protection Act 2023, keeping user interest at the center. The minister said that there were several gaps in the legal structure when the Aadhaar Act was enacted, but today those gaps have been filled.
Now we need to see how the Aadhaar law can be harmonized vis-a-vis the DPDP Act. That is a task I would request the UIDAI authority to take as one of the major tasks going forward. Because when the Aadhaar Act was enacted, that time there were many gaps in the legal structure. Aaj wo gaps fill up ho chuke hain. To hume Aadhaar Act ka ek modern version kya lana chahiye? Ka objective hume rakhna chahiye to keep the user at the center of our entire legislation.
He stressed bringing a modern version of the Aadhaar Act, which focuses on users at the center of the entire legislation. Union Minister of State for Petroleum and Natural Gas and Tourism, Suresh Gopi, has underscored that there is huge scope for tourism and its resources, but observed that constitutional and revenue issues need to be addressed. He said this during his visit to Newland yesterday. Mr. Gopi expressed the need for Nagaland to be positioned better than what it is today. The minister, meanwhile, asked various department officials to speed up and complete implementation of centrally sponsored schemes. The External Affairs Ministry has said that India is carefully examining the implications of the reciprocal tariffs imposed by the US. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, the ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said Indian and the US side are working for mutually beneficial multi-sectoral bilateral trade agreement.
We are studying the implications of the tariffs that have been announced, reciprocal tariffs, and discussions are ongoing between India and US trade teams for an expeditious conclusion of a mutually beneficial multi-sectoral bilateral trade agreement. India values its comprehensive global strategic partnership with the US and is committed to working closely with it.
Mr. Jaiswal also spoke on the withdrawal of the transshipment facility for Bangladesh. An anti-rabies vaccination drive and compulsory registration of dogs was launched at Veterinary Hospital Kiffire yesterday. ADC and Administrator Longdiba L. Sangtam spoke on the importance of timely vaccination of pet dogs for safety measures and called for the cooperation of the public. Chief Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services Officer Kiffire, Dr. Tsilise, said that the aim of the program is to eliminate dogs-mediated human rabies by 2030 through a comprehensive dog vaccination program and public awareness initiatives. And the district administration Noklak will be introducing taxi service in the district on a pilot basis. In this regard, Deputy Commissioner Noklak has informed that as part of the Nagaland Logistics Connect, which aims to provide entrepreneurial opportunities to the unemployed youths in the logistics and transport sector and to meet growing demand of the citizens, 10 taxi permits will be introduced as a pilot project. The DC has asked interested unemployed youths to submit application along with Aadhaar card, PAN card and driving license before 15th of this month to avail the opportunity. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.